coming in through the holes in the walls. Black snake, black snake, looks so beautiful in the white halls. Move so
great to see you. You look great. We spent last week, and I was telling my producer earlier, Sam, we were listening to Black Snake, which comes out November 19th. What a fucking amazing EP, Sarah. Like, those songs, Sarah, to me, you talk about songwriting and all these songs. You piloted the songwriting. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely been a labor of love, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, And as you told my audience, like, we briefly met in person and you had this energy that you had a sleeve, you know, like a card under your sleeve. I just knew it. You had the confidence. We felt it. And now we know why.
Perfect. You were like, come be on my podcast. I was like, you don't even know if you like my music yet.
But, you know, Sarah, you know, I wonder if, like, the fact that you're, like, such a great songwriter here in Black Snake, if that isn't part of the satisfaction, right? Like, when you release an album like this, you know, every song is fantastic, but when you look back on it, isn't it amazing and special that it all came from your head and, like, it's out in the world now?
Yeah, it feels, you know, the whole thing was written, for the most part, most of it was written within a year. The only song that is before that was Black Snake, which is a song that came out early, I think, 2019, or that I wrote early 2019. It was just like, one of those songs where I wrote and was like, uh-oh, everything's about to change.
Why? Okay, right, because of the world, right.
Well, I just, like, it was one of those, I hadn't written a song in a really long time. Like, I made music for a long time, and then I came back. Every once in a while, I'd just, like, pick up my guitar and just, like, fiddle with something and write, like, half of something. And I was in this place where every time I would sit down to write a song, it would, things would come out that I wasn't necessarily ready to admit yet. So I was like, I can't touch my guitar.
Sure.
But that's when my conscience comes out. I just stopped writing. I just stopped writing because I was like,
exactly.
I don't like what's coming out. It's not what I want to come out. I want happy songs. It's just like, so it's been really interesting. And so this is, like, the most vulnerable EP I've ever put out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been exciting and cathartic, but then also terrifying and,
Yeah. I mean, you basically have a career already in music, or a really good one. You come from music family, mm-hmm. but yes, like you said, like, you have an interesting career in that you stopped a couple times. You've, like, you know, coming to your true essence, see what's going on. And, you know, tell me about this period, talking about that, Sarah, like, when you hit pause, you went to Colorado and you studied, like, evolutionary biology, right? Because, I mean, that's fascinating. Like, what a pivot. What did you learn from that time of your life? And what do you carry with you from that time?
So that was right out of high school.
Okay.
So I went to an art school in high school. I was at National School of the Arts, and my concentration was in music and songwriting.
Right.
And I just wanted to get the hell out of Nashville. I hadn't.
You are from Nashville, just for the record. Yeah. You're the rare one. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. It's I feel like a lot of musicians whose parents are also musicians are from Nashville.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
We're second generation.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get the hell out of Nashville, and you know, my mom is an artist and my sister's an artist, and I kind of just, it was my rebellion. I was like, the first time I wrote a song was, I was like in kindergarten or something.
Right.
So I was always writing songs. So I was just like, I'm going to do the opposite of what everyone thinks I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Colorado and to study biology, because I then also fell in love with Jane Goodall. And I was like, I'm going to live in the woods, in the jungle, and I'm going to study animals. And I still love that stuff. It's just, it's just not my calling, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, just to share with my audience, your mom, of course, I may not know her, Irene Kelly, amazing songwriter. You know, it's written for Ricky Skaggs, Alan Jackson, Loretta Lynn, everyone who's anyone in Nashville. And how was that growing up with her, Sarah? And what I mean, like, would there be songwriting sessions, like, formal, like, where you guys could just kind of, like, cooking and just burst out into, like, songwriting? Like, how is that? Because just kind of obsessed with that process there.
Well, my mom was a songwriter, so she was always having, like, she was always having songwriting sessions in her house.
Right.
And she always had publishing deals and stuff, so she would, like, go, her going to work was going to write songs.
Sure.
It's so funny, I was actually at a party the other night, and there were just, like, children running around while there was music going on. I was just like, this, I love this, because it makes me, it feels really nostalgic. Because that's what it was, my childhood was like, was my mom and my dad would, like, all their friends were musicians, they were all songwriters, so the parties that they would go to were songwriting parties.
Right.
And it'd be a bunch of these, like, you know, hit songwriters just, like, sitting in a room passing guitar around, and then, you know, me and my sister and all of their kids would just, like, run around and play.
Just being kids, yeah.
Yeah, and then every once in a while go into the living room and sit down and, like, you know, listen to a song and get back up and play, like, run, and I was just like, this feels like my childhood. This is so bizarre. I, like...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that, Sarah. But yeah. Okay. And listening to, like, of course, the EP, I mean, we were thinking some of these songs, they just seem to flow out of you, right? Like when I hear a song, like A Prayer to whomever, mm-hmm. like, it just seems like it just pours out of you. You know, there's, you know, I've heard painters and artists say, like, oh, like, I've had things that come out of me in 10 minutes. And I go, it's not possible. But with you, it sounds like songs like these do come out, like, just so naturally, don't they?
Yeah, for the most part, I have an issue that if I don't finish a song within one sitting, I usually don't finish it. There have been a handful of exceptions to that rule. Rains in Montana, which is not out yet. That's going to be the last song on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song I wrote the first verse and chorus and was just like labored over it for a couple weeks, and finally sent it to my producer, and I was just like, is this even worth finishing? And he was like, oh, please finish it, this is the best chorus you've ever written. And then the song Astronaut,
yeah, beautiful,
my last EP,
mm-hmm.
that song took me like 6 years to write. I had the like pretty much the first two verses in the chorus part or the B section, and I just couldn't write that last verse, and it took forever to get it out. And every once in a while I'd pick it up and I'd write a verse and I'd be like, doesn't feel right. It was just one of those songs that was always in the back of my head that was just like, I feel like this song needs to be finished. But for the most part, yeah, A Prayer to Whomever, once again, I hadn't written a song in a really, really long time, and so I went to my friend Phoebe Hunt's house, mm-hmm. And she was hosting just like a gathering.
Sure.
And I just started, we were just talking about art and like our process, and I just started crying, and it was just like, I'm miserable. I haven't written a song in forever. I don't feel like I have creativity anymore, like blah, blah, blah. And she was like, how about this? Okay, I have to go to work, but like, you stay here and write a song or just cry or whatever. And so she just like left me in her living room, and I just sat there and stared out her window and was just like, I just remember very vividly looking at the tree across the street from her house and just imagining myself standing on the very top of it and just falling backwards off of it. And that just kind of was the energy that I was feeling. And then it all just kind of came from there.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, if I'm not going to hit the ground, what's after that?
Love the process.
If I don't hit the ground, what comes next?
Oh my God, it's so wonderful. And a song like Astronaut, Sarah, like 6 years to create. When did you know, like, how do you know, boom, breakthrough, unlocked, like across the finish line? Like, is it a moment? Do you know, like, that's like, how did it happen?
Going into the studio and I was like, I want to record this song.
Yeah.
And I thought that I had finished it. And I actually, there's like that last verse, I was not really that stoked on the like last two lines, but I was just like, oh, I want to get it done anyway. So we just recorded it. And by 6 years, it took about 4 years to write. And then we went in and recorded it. And then right before, so I recorded The Wild, and then I held on to it for about 3 years before I released it. And before we released it, I was like, there's just still something about Astronaut that needs to be fixed. So we took it back into the studio and like add the kind of more like percussive piano parts on it.
Yeah.
So it took 4 years to write. It took 3 years to record. It was just,
wow.
Like, a song that was just like, I don't know. I just like kept coming back to it and being like, something. There's something else. There's something else. There's something else. Like one of the most.
And that's such a big part of the song. So it's amazing that it came at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just like, there's something that like feels too. It's not grounded. There's something that's grounding this song, and so that's where. Yeah.
I love it, Sarah. How was COVID for you? And the reason why I ask is because, I mean, it's a trite question, but just hearing you speak, you're so profound and you're so in tune with nature. You're so in tune with the universe and like with yourself and with the world. How are those months like in lockdown, in tranquility, like within yourself? It seems like you really embraced that. Am I wrong?
You know, some days I did, yeah. At first it was awful because I was like, you know, coming into 2020, I had just broken up with my then husband, and it was just kind of like, this is going to be, I had just released The Wild in October of 2019.
Right.
So I was like, I want to start touring. I want to play out Nashville a lot. I'm like ready to get back into myself. I'm ready to like reconnect with my old friends. I'm ready to make new friends, like maybe kiss some boys at parties, you know, stuff like that. And then I was like, and I'm going to, you know, buy a house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm making good money and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it was like the pandemic. I lost my job. I wasn't able to like go to parties and meet people and tour.
Or kiss boys or kiss anyone. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the worst part.
No, that was the hard part of it. I agree.
But then it actually ended up, the first half of it actually ended up, because once I became, you know, after like 3 weeks of, oh wait, this isn't going anywhere, I was like, okay, so then how do I come to peace with this? And I spent a lot of time just like sitting and writing. So a lot of these songs, like I Am the Ocean and Our Story, are both from Britain. You know, I was staying at my mom's house because I just went through a divorce, but we're both written at my mom's house.
Hey, listen, we should have talked about that when we met. I'm team divorce, early pandemic too, so I know. Yeah, exactly. That's for episode, for the next episode, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it another time. I got a lot to say. That was the thing. The pandemic either strengthened your relationship or broke up relationships that needed it, so.
Yeah.
And then I stayed at my friend's Airbnb for a month because, you know, no one was staying there. She needed someone to watch it, and I didn't have anywhere to live. And then I was able to go to and, you know, I was making unemployment, so it was great. I was making a bunch of money and wasn't tied to anything, wasn't paying rent, wasn't, you know, in a relationship. And so I packed my car up with my dog and we drove up to Montana and just stayed there for a month and hiked and all that stuff.
And then nice.
The hardest part was coming back from Montana because I spent so much time running around, staying at my mom, staying at Airbnb, going to Montana, hopping around, hiking a bunch. And then I was just like, okay, I'm ready to just like have a place that's mine. And so I got this apartment in Nashville and felt great at first and was picking out my couch. It was the first time I'm actually in my life, in my 30s, this is the first time in my life where I'm actually growing an aesthetic and having my own space. So it was really exciting at first. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, it was just the first time I had absolute stillness.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a mind fuck. That right. was pretty difficult. Probably necessary.
Yeah.
Definitely necessary. You know, there's only so much running you can do. But there was about a month or two where it was just dealing with the stillness for the first time.
Yeah.
Was rough. Yeah.
Definitely. How long were you in Montana for, Sarah?
About a month.
About a month.
May 2020.
That's, oh my God. So you were there early. That seems like a pretty important trip. Like, did you just like for yourself coming out of like the personal situations and where you were creatively, that must've been a trip. No pun intended.
It was great. And I have family up there. So I had places to stay and stuff. And, when I got up there, it was like right after, I think when I was up there was the weekend that they were opening Yellowstone for the first time after.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not too many people. You kind of had the place to yourself. Beautiful.
When I was there, it was crazy. And I went with my cousin and we went to Old Faithful. And there were maybe like 80 people there.
Wow.
Insane. There are usually thousands of people here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 10 rows deep and
wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty spectacular. And just all the hiking trails I went on, there was nobody on them.
Right. Such a special
trip.
I had
my dog with me. So
of course, of course. Yeah. Yeah. We don't care about the exes. We care about our dogs. Like, please.
Right. Every once in a while I was like, what would I do if a mountain lion jumped?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I would die, but like, we'd put up a good fight.
Oh my God. I love that, Sarah. You're being so good with your time. Thank you. You've opened up for like Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. And, you know, you shared the stage with so many great Nashville musicians just from your childhood on. You know, I know in Nashville, we run into people all the time, right? It's like a thing here. But as a student of music that you are, not just family royalty, I mean, who appreciates everything from Dylan to Patty Griffin. When someone like Emmylou Harris asks you to open for her, Sarah, like that must still, even though you have all this path behind you, that must still be an incredible feeling, right?
She's the greatest. Yes, it's an incredible feeling. And it was for a Musician's Corner where she was, I think it was right after, this was many years ago, it was right after she had opened her dog rescue, Bonaparte's Retreat. So she was there promoting that. And it was very exciting. She met my dog. Once again, the dogs. We care about the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it, Sarah.
And her voice just, it transcends.
Yeah, yeah. And so does you. And so does yours, honestly. And she saw it in you. I mean, seriously, like we talked about Rain Seed Montana. What a song. Look, I don't know what's going on, Sarah, but we're pulling all our chips on the Sarah Jean Kelly train. Like we are all in. We are going all in on this. You're so good. And you know what? There's nothing more embarrassing than like backing people early on, like, and then they go nowhere, but that's not gonna happen with you. You are it. Like, we love it. We feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, thank you. I know. I was talking to a friend the other day and he was just like, well, at least you're not in it for the money. And I was like, don't get me wrong.
No, yes, we're totally in it for the money.
We're in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only reason. I'm there are easier ways to make money. I'm not good at any of them. Right. I just don't care about any of them. I nothing else lights my fire the same
exactly
way.
Look, you're still gonna co-write, but better to do it in a nice hotel, you know, than yeah. Right. I get it.
Exactly.
Of course, Sarah. Oh my God. So yeah, the new album, everyone check it. It's called Black Snake, out November 19th. Available wherever you may stream or purchase music. Are you going to perform a song for us?
Come to the, I said, and if you're in Nashville, come to the Black Snake EP release party at State Gallery on November 20th.
Look at that. There you go. You are cordially invited. Look at that. Amazing. Amazing, Sarah. Are you in the mood to play a song? Do you want to play a song for us?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Do you know which one would you... Goodness.
What are you feeling? We always ask our guests, especially one as in tune with energies as you are.
Well,
what are you feeling?
I'll do my title track.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Black Snake. Snake coming in through the holes in the walls. Black snake, look so beautiful in white holes. Move so.
Oh my God, chills. My chills have chills, Sarah.
Oh boy.
It's a lot. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thanks for a wonderful chat. Thank you for your time.
I feel high now.
What's that?
I feel high.
Yeah, as you should. The universe feels high. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Sarah.